friends, good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. It's Wednesday, June 27, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And, yes, midweek already. Obviously some additional technical problems. I don't know what's going on. But then again, with Texas basically having a, you know, the entire state, I think it was last I heard 18, 19 inches in some places. I mean, just the whole state really getting hit pretty hard there. What was that? 18 inches? Is that what, wow. Right where you guys are, Manny? Wow. That's, is the studio underwater? You got your flippers on? All right. Okay, good. Well, glad to hear it. Obviously, things are working for the most part, and I'm thrilled with that. But yes, it's been a crazy, crazy time. We're going to talk a little bit about the weather here this evening, my friends, and I think you'll be intrigued to hear exactly what's going on. And of course, just like we had anticipated, these things are already being tied in with global warming. Whether they are or they are not, who knows? But the point is, you could have blue skies, nice temperatures, and somebody would blame that on global warming. Well, it's only nice out because of the global warming, because of all the pollution. That's why we have such good weather. Damn global warming. Everybody's got an excuse. Everybody's got something to complain about. So I don't know. Is it the real deal? I think that it is, possibly to an extent, but I don't think that it's human being induced. I think it's a natural process, and it just kind of happens. But obviously, in a political climate, which we have now, and certainly a situation where you've got very, very, very dramatic and traumatic weather events happening all over the planet, they do deserve some attention. So we will do that here this evening. And we are supposed to be joined by our guest, Grant Hall, in about an hour. Now, whether or not that happens remains to be seen. But I'm hoping that he will be able to join us. If not, of course, we'll reschedule with him. There's some things going on, but we'll have to wait and see how all that pans out. Welcome to all of you who are joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org. That's the official website for the network, folks. Lots of incredible stuff there, including, of course, the KU satellite receiver. Really fantastic deal. It's about $150, so the price of a good shortwave radio, honestly. But you can pick up everything off the KU band, not just this show, not just this network, really everything that's out there. So it's a phenomenal thing, especially when we are looking at potential weather problems. Anyone who has experienced those types of things with shortwave radio will know that they can be moderately annoying. All right, when you're trying to listen to something and you have it fade out, or a storm cloud appears and disrupts your plans, whatever those may be. So anyway, that's a fantastic thing. And also, as I mentioned to you last night, the Republic Trading Group, Robbie Noel, happy to help you out with your investments for gold and silver. And based on everything I'm hearing, all the rumblings behind the scenes, and we're going to be doing a show on the financial situation tomorrow evening, which I would urge you to listen to, it would seem that big things are happening. So it might be a good time. You see the prices maybe are going down for a while, maybe only for a week or so. But there's still some rumblings out there that we may be going into Iran sooner than later. So we'll have to wait and see how it all plans out. But there's a lot of great options for your purchases there at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, those allow us to continue to do what we love to do, which is spend time with you guys here on the show and on the network. So consider that. Also be aware of the phone number. We will be happy to entertain your comments here this evening at any point. It's 1-800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And the website for the show, of course, is www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James doing a great job. As always, we just appreciate him endlessly, so let him know he's doing a great job. And all that having been said, my friends, we're going to pause here for a brief commercial interlude. We'll be back with you in 3 minutes. Stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back to the big show. All right, so I mentioned about the weather. Obviously, this is something that's on everybody's mind, I think, to a certain extent, because quite simply, no matter what is your lot in life, it does affect you at some point. Maybe you are a person who likes to ride a motorcycle. And maybe you got to pay attention to the weather because, right, you don't want to get caught out in a motorcycle in the middle of a crazy rainstorm. Maybe you're a farmer. Maybe you're just somebody who grows some food or some flowers, anything like that. I mean, this is very, very, very important information. So we're going to talk about this, and we'll start off with Texas. This is from the AP, and it came out yesterday. It says, heavy rains and high winds belted parts of the state early Tuesday, causing flooding, forcing street closures, and damaging houses and other structures there in Texas, of course. Three women were killed Monday when the sport utility vehicle they were in slammed into a dump truck, said officials. Weather was a factor, say authorities. You think maybe the weather may have been a factor, or do people just drive into dump trucks for the heck of it? Ridiculous. It's dumbed down news. What do you expect? Authorities rescued a man stranded atop his minivan Monday in western Texas as raging floodwaters threatened to consume him. A woman died Sunday when a gust of wind caused the motorcycle she was a passenger on to hit a guardrail, police said. The motorcycle driver survived. In northern Texas, a severe storm blew a home from its foundation, ripped the roof off of at least one house, and caused damage to two other homes, said a Wise County dispatcher. No injuries were reported. Officials closed roads in two counties to protect motorists from high waters. The overnight storm prompted the National Weather Service to issue a tornado warning for parts of northern Texas, but there have been no confirmed sightings as of yet. In Real County, about 80 miles northwest of San Antonio, officials were notifying campgrounds and homes along the Frio River of rising waters and possibly dangerous conditions, according to a county dispatcher. Sustained rainfall over the last month has left the ground saturated, and parts of northern, central, and eastern Texas are at high risks of flash flooding, according to the state's Emergency Operations Center. The severe weather shows no sign of letting up, with chances of rain and thunderstorms as high as 90% in some parts of Texas Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. And obviously that was the case. So there's a this next story came out today, and it's from the Houston Chronicle, and it's got some amazing pictures to go along with it. It's worth a look if you have not seen this. There's a picture of a car just completely suspended across a guardrail, just, you know, floating there, I guess. I mean, it's not floating now because it's on a guardrail, but you could tell that it was sort of washed up there, and just when the water receded, the car obviously stayed there. It's a pretty intriguing picture, though. But anyway, from the Houston Chronicle today, rescue teams in helicopters and land vehicles were searching today for a stranded Hill County resident after some areas of central Texas were drenched with as much as 19 inches of rain overnight. In Marble Falls, a city 40 miles northwest of Austin that recorded 18 inches of rain in 6 hours. So a foot and a half in in 6 hours. That's a lot of rain. Now, let me put it in perspective for you here. If you factor in, you know, the density sort of, and I'm sure I'm screwing it up, but I'm no scientist. An inch of rain would be comparable to about 10 inches of snow. So had it been cold enough for snow, that would be 180 inches of snow in 6 hours. But they got 18 inches of rain, which I think is very interesting. Especially, you know, are we talking about global warming or global warming, which leads to global cooling or whatnot? I don't know. But Texas, you guys are always getting hit with some flooding down there. But this is it seems a little excessive, doesn't it? 18 inches in 6 hours. According to Lieutenant Dwight Harding of the Burnett County Sheriff's Department, he said, quote, the helicopters were busy all night and are still in the air right now, end quote. No injuries or fatalities were reported in connection with the severe rains that washed away roads and left scores of people clinging to trees or stranded in vehicles or on rooftops. 45 emergency rescues were reported in northwest Williamson County between midnight and 4 a.m. The South San Gabriel River, normally full at 9 feet, crested this morning at 32 feet. That is crazy. More rain is forecast for this evening. So this story came out today, so they're talking about tonight, folks. Storm runoff is making its way to central Texas lakes, causing major flooding in some areas. The rains drenched north Texas as well, creating flooding along some creeks and rivers and forcing the evacuation of about 50 homes in a subdivision near Lake Granbury, about 60 miles southwest of Dallas. About 30 of those homes have been destroyed, said Hood County Sheriff Gene Mayo. The storms that have battered Texas for the last week and a half have killed at least 11 people, including a 13-year-old boy who died Tuesday night. It is the wettest year on record in Austin, where more than 30 inches of rain have fallen since January. Unbelievable. Wettest year on record in Austin. More than 30 inches of rain since January. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And 18 inches of rain in 6 hours in that one particular place. So obviously a lot of flooding issues, and, you know, if anything, I think highlighted and contextualized the importance of, dealing with a flood, meaning not the importance, I mean, you're not going to ignore it, right? I mean, if you got to swim your way to the refrigerator to get a snack, you maybe want to think about maybe leaving the house. But what I'm saying here is just the damage. You know, a lot of people don't think much about it. I never really did. I've lived in a lot of high places, and I've never lived in a lot of low places. But, gosh, when you look at New Orleans after Katrina, I mean, you just think of all those toxic waste dumps and all that water, and you see all the mold inevitably that comes after that. I mean, flooding is a serious thing, and it's a problem that unfortunately a lot of people are dealing with right now in Texas. They're not the only ones, though. This one came out yesterday from The Independent over there in the UK. Torrential rain that swept across Britain brought chaos as hundreds of homes were evacuated and stranded motorists plucked to safety from their vehicles. At least 3 people were killed in the severe storms that brought devastation to large parts of England. Severe flood alerts were issued on 15 rivers, mainly in the north and east of England, while meteorologists warned that more than 200 other rivers pose a potential risk. Reports indicate that this month will be the wettest June on record. Gosh, where have we heard that before? It's one of those things, on record, the wettest, the hottest, the driest, the windiest, the stormiest, whatever, the costliest. There's always some sort of new record being achieved weather-wise almost every single day. And, you know, as we said, the wettest year so far on record in Austin, it's only half over. And then this is the wettest June on record for the entire of all England. A tornado swept through Wellington on Shropshire, highlighting, quote, the amount of energy in the rain clouds, said the Met Office. Thanks, guys. So there's a tornado. Obviously, there's a lot of energy out there. Thanks. The first day of Wimbledon tennis tournament was also badly disrupted with 10 matches canceled and others, including Tim Henman's opener, interrupted. Oh, no. Tennis was disrupted. That should tell you the seriousness of it. In Hull, which received 4 inches of rain, according to the Met Office, sewage overflowed, manholes floated away, and emergency services were called to deal with hundreds of homes being flooded. Last night, hundreds of motorists were stranded on the main route into Hull as flood water and stranded cars blocked the A63. With much of England and Wales having received twice the average monthly rainfall for June, rivers are running dangerously high. The Environment Agency issued 18 severe flood warnings, mostly in the north and east of England. As the Met Office issued the severe weather warnings, meteorologists blamed the heavy rain, flash floods, and thunderstorms on sluggish jet stream winds and persistent low pressure. Or global warming, if you prefer. This is taking place in India, and it's from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, or ABC News, if you prefer. Came out Tuesday. After days of heavy rains, relief and rescue teams have moved into the southern states of Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and Kerala. Rain and thunderstorms led to heavy flooding in many parts of the three states, leaving tens of thousands homeless and 140 dead from flooding in India. Now, this one came out Monday from the PeninsulaQatar.com. Torrential rain and storms raged in Pakistan and India, killing over 370 people and making thousands homeless in the last few days. More than 200 people were killed as torrential rain and thunderstorms lashed Karachi, said Provincial Health Minister Sardar Ahmed. Quote, now the total number of those killed because of rain is 228. These deaths are caused by electrocution, falling trees, house collapses, and accidents, end quote. A lot of people suffering there. This one from the AP, and it came out on the 22nd. And it says, southeastern Europe baked under soaring temperatures Friday with nearly 30 deaths across the region blamed on the year's first major heat wave. Electricity supplies, particularly in Greece and Albania, were strained as air conditioning use spiked. Temperatures reached 104 degrees in Athens on Friday with a top recorded temperature of 113 degrees on the island of Rhodes. Romania was particularly hard hit. 19 people have died of heat-related causes in the last few days there, including 14 in the capital of Bucharest. In Serbia, doctors said at least 7 people had died in recent days of heat-related causes. In neighboring Macedonia, officials said they had fielded numerous calls from elderly people suffering cardiac and asthma problems. To the south in Albania, at least 3 people have died due to heat. Greece has increased their electricity exports to Albania to help it cope, but Greece itself faces power problems, with parts of the country suffering blackouts for the 4th day in a row. The state power company appealed to the public to limit electricity use. Temperatures in parts of the country are expected to reach 109.4 degrees this weekend, which was obviously last weekend. Some of the highest temperatures since the record-breaking summer of 1987, when hundreds of people died due to the heat. And, of course, just a few years ago, in other parts of Europe, of course, France, they had, 30,000? I think it was about 30,000. It was a lot of people dying. And that was because of blackouts and, you know, people trying to cope with a heat wave and trying to do their best to get their air conditioners running and whatnot. So it is what it is, but it's just a perfect time to have some sort of plan, I suppose. It's not just winter-related stuff. I think this summer we're going to see some summer-related problems. So consider these things, my friends, and please stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back. I'm glad to have you with us here this evening, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We left off talking about this massive heat wave causing some real problems around Europe. It's not just there either. Obviously, problems persist here as well. Here meaning the United States. This is from CBS11TV.com and starts off talking about, various places in the Northeast. Excessive heat is causing problems in the northeast United States today. Temperatures soared over 90 degrees and are expected to remain in that range throughout Thursday. WCBS-TV in New York reported power began returning to parts of Manhattan and the Bronx after major power outages affected nearly 140,000 homes and businesses while stopping trains and trapping people in elevators. Sources tell WCBS-TV that lightning may have been the cause of the problem. Power was restored within about an hour, but that did not stop the city from experiencing some of the chaos it endured during the blackouts last year and in 2003. Now, you may recall all the things that have happened. Obviously, with all those blackouts, there's been a lot of talk about the quote-unquote third world power grid. We've heard that a lot over the last few years, have we not? And basically, that's an excuse. for different sort of computerized upgrades and various things like that to the power grid. And as a result of that, those people all had to pay the foot the bill for that. And they said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to increase the costs of your power just to make up for all the upgrades we're going to be doing, which is going to be great for you because inevitably you're not going to have these kinds of problems anymore. This will be wonderful. So anyway, they said, conveniently enough, we'll break it down into, you know, lower payments for you and just add it into your bill. So make it, you know, very, very simple to pay. But obviously it's not really helping them much at all, is it? So 2003, 2006, 2007, some blackouts. This one only an hour, but still at the same time, it's a massive inconvenience when you're talking about a place like New York City, who, again, they're talking quite a bit about as a potential experiencer of a hurricane here in this 2007 hurricane season. Now, if that happens or if it does not, we'll have to wait and see. But gosh, a lot of people rely on mass transit in New York City. And if you've got a hurricane going through there, I don't know how much is going to be running. Certainly no subways. Right? Who has to be underground when a potential flood happens? I don't know. Not me. But it goes on to say the Metropolitan Museum of Art was evacuated. Visitors were forced to sit on the outside steps in the sweltering heat. Traffic lights up and down the east side of Manhattan and the Bronx, including the area around Yankee Stadium, all went dark. The city was in the second day of temperatures well over 90 degrees. Consolidated Edison said the blackout affected 136,700 customers in all, or more than 500,000 people. So they only have 136,700 customers affected, but 500,000 people are affected. So there are some people who aren't customers who are still affected. In Boston, an air quality alert has been issued for all of Massachusetts today as the heat and humidity creates unhealthy ozone levels. CBS station WBZ-TV in Boston, meteorologist Barry Burbank said we could also break the record high temperature of 96 degrees in Boston. Burbank says temperatures will be in the 90s across all of the region throughout tomorrow. Three consecutive days above 90 would make this an official heat wave. So again, record high temperatures in Boston, perhaps. And in Philadelphia, Delaware Valley residents awoke to hazy, hot, and humid conditions Wednesday, prompting an excessive heat warning in effect till 7 p.m. Philadelphia meteorologists are forecasting temperatures will soar into the upper 90s. The combined heat and humidity will make it feel over 100 degrees, prompting the National Weather Service to issue an excessive heat warning. Health officials say the combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. So, again, they advise you on the typical things you always hear about heat-related warnings. Stay hydrated, stay indoors, well-ventilated place or air-conditioned. Stay out of the sun. Try not to be physically active outside. Check on the elderly and various things like that. But inevitably, it's going to be a situation where they say, hey, look, the power grid cannot sustain all of these hours and hours and hours of nonstop electricity eating air conditioners, so you must go ahead and stop that. So maybe rolling blackouts this summer, I don't know. Again, as a result of last winter and all the various freezes and things like that, a lot of people did experience power outages, and a lot of people do have some sort of plan in place. If you do not have anything in place, we chatted with a good friend of mine by the name of Tom Berryhill. He lives up in Missouri, and he told us how his house is all decked out and the different way he's got it all wired up, and that is for continuity of operations. Now, in Missouri, you may recall, just in the first couple months of the year, they had many power outages, some lasting weeks, days, months, who knows. It was very sketchy, and he had no problem at all. And we talked about all this with him, all the technical aspects, many, many things of it, way over my head. But if you are so inclined, you may be interested in going back into the archives and listening to that and maybe picking up some tips on how you can get your house maintained, okay? Because, again, it may not be a situation where you freeze to death. It may be a situation where, you know, it's just incredibly, disgustingly, inappropriately hot. Who knows where the summer will get us? I know it's been pretty darn hot in a lot of places already, and, well, we're not even done with June yet. We are done with this segment. Please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please, folks, stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here with us. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and yes, here we are halfway through the first hour, this hour being brought to you, of course, by our good friends at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of fun things in the area, both in Bull Shoals Lake area, where Howard Creek Resort is, and nearby Branson, of course. Whatever it is you're looking to do, you can find a complete and dream vacation if you include Howard Creek Resort in that any time of the year, by the way, too, which is really exciting. Visit them online at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And hopefully we'll get a chance to check in with them next week and see what their availability is for next week, of course, 4th of July. Now, you might be somebody that's out there celebrating. Maybe you celebrate holidays. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I don't worry about such things. I do enjoy a good fireworks display, and they have a historic one there at Howard Creek Resort. Certainly something to check out if you have the ability to do so. So we appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers and ask you to support them so they, of course, can continue to support us and allow us to continue to do what we love to do, shows like this. We're talking about the weather. You may have heard some wildfires going on. This one in particular has inspired some attention, some. And it came out today. You can find this at InsideBayArea.com, inside of California. It says firefighters, I believe it's California. Yeah, anyway. Firefighters battling the northernmost edge of the Angora fire ravaging the South Lake Tahoe area lost control of a back burn Tuesday afternoon, which jumped over Highway 89 and forced evacuations of several neighborhoods. The Tahoe Basin's worst fire in a century bolted northeast into a subdivision about 6 miles southwest of the state line casinos within about a half a mile of the lake itself, sparking evacuations of a popular village and an enclave of pricey waterfront homes. The marching flames ignited a scene of chaos and panic as panicked residents waded through smoke while rushing home to meet loved ones, retrieve precious items, or rescue pets. So I guess it's right there on the state line of, Nevada and California, I suppose. Anyway, according to a fire official shouting from the middle of an intersection as cars and people rushed by him, quote, "Everybody standing here right now better have a car and an escape plan," end quote. Yeah, doesn't sound too good, does it? The setback came on the eve of winds forecasting to gust up to 30 miles per hour today. The fire jumped a barrier created to prevent the flames from spreading from four smaller fires when a tree exploded, sending embers that sparked the flare-up. Two firefighters had to deploy their emergency shelters to escape the suddenly advancing flames, which also forced the evacuation of 98 Contra Costa youths at Camp Concord, who headed back by bus to the Concord Civic Center. So it was the firefighters' first significant setback in 2 days, which came as authorities were allowing people to return to lesser damaged areas. Not anymore. According to Rich Hawkins, incident commander for the U.S. Forest Service, he says, quote, "We've had 4 days of bad weather conditions coming. I can't promise you we'll control the fire during the next 4 days just because the winds are going to be working against us," end quote. So very, very high winds expected to probably make this situation much, much, much worse. The fires consumed more than 2,700 acres of forest studded with homes and vacation homes. It has taken 200 homes and 75 commercial buildings so far, according to the California Department of Forest and Fire Protection. So that's a real doozy of a fire. And I'd also read that various officials are blaming the environmentalists for this, not because they started it, but because they've been against burning some of the, the underbrush away. I don't know that that's the case, but it just goes to show you that everybody's looking for somebody to blame anytime anything happens. This one is getting very little attention. This is from today's Zayman.com and came out on the 25th, so Monday, and it's about Alaska. It says, fire crews battle blazes throughout south-central Alaska, and officials confirm that dozens of residences, seasonal cabins, and other buildings have been destroyed on the Kenai Peninsula. Said Fire Information Officer Mary Hewells, quote, "The largest fire covering 50,000 acres, whose western flank is 10 miles southeast of the community of Clam Gulch, may have slowed with light showers, but not by much," end quote. So they had a little bit of rain, but it's 50,000 acres of a fire. That's a doozy. Why is that not getting attention? The fire began Tuesday when sparks from a grinder being used to sharpen a shovel fell into dry grass. The blaze, dubbed the Caribou Hills Fire, consumed 30 residences and 40 other buildings in the popular recreation area, according to the State Division of Forestry. It threatens another 600 residences and cabins, according to Huell. So that's pretty significant, and there's plenty more where that came from. This one, CanadaEast.com, came out on Monday. The Provincial Natural Resources Department is looking into the mysterious deaths of animals in Nova Scotia's Annapolis Valley. Paula White says seemingly healthy animals have been dying at an alarming rate at her home in Princedale. So I assume that they're dying around her home, not in her home, in which case she might be part of the problem, right? All these animals keep dying as soon as they come in my house. Well, they've been dying at an alarming rate at her home. I don't know what that means. She says it began 4 years ago, and 20 to 30 animals of different breeds have died in each of the last 2 months. So that's a lot of animal deaths, if you figure it happens every month for the last 4 years. Maybe it's time to check something out. Natural Resources spokeswoman Jennifer Gavin said the department has sent staff to pick up a guinea pig that had died and was placed in a freezer. The dead animal will be sent to the Veterinarian College in Prince Edward Island for analysis, but that could take 2 or 3 weeks to complete. Now, that comes on the tail end of a number of problems that we've seen. Birds dying, reptiles dying, amphibians dying, certainly bees dying off, a variety of other species, pigs in some places, chickens, others, and it goes on and on and on. More harsh weather, this one from Reuters, and it came out yesterday. A cyclone hit the coast of Pakistan Tuesday, killing several people, cutting roads and stranding hundreds, but it spared the country's biggest city days after about 230 people were killed there in a storm. Authorities in Pakistan and neighboring India have evacuated thousands of people from low-lying areas after weekend storms and flooding killed another 400 people across the South Asian region. Tropical cyclone Yemyan, packing winds of up to 80 miles per hour, roared across the Arabian Sea to the south of Karachi and hit the thinly populated coast of Baluchistan province around 9 a.m. At least 10 people, including 4 children, have been killed. Monday and Tuesday, said provincial government spokesperson. Some houses and crops also were damaged. The storm has also washed away several bridges and some sections of a highway along the coast. That's a doozy, too. And then here's another final story in this particular segment. You can find this at Bloomberg.com. Came out today. Johannesburg recorded its first confirmed snowfall for almost 26 years overnight as temperatures dropped below freezing in South Africa's largest city, grounding flights at its main airport. The heaviest snowfalls were over the southern suburb of The Hill. 4 inches of snow fell there. Temperatures in the city fell to 30.2 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Snow last blanketed Johannesburg for a single day on September 11, 1981, and now they've got 4 inches of snow today, according to a beautician in the southern suburb of Mondior, in a telephone interview, she said, quote, "The kids are making snowballs in the veld. It's beautiful," end quote. So, the first confirmed snowfall for 26 years happened overnight in Johannesburg, South Africa, 4 inches of snow. It says light snowfall also recorded in Pretoria, the capital, which last had snow on June 11th, 1968. The Newswire said. So that's pretty unusual, too. But again, a whole lot of stories there, a whole lot of people being displaced and certainly injured, killed as a result of these traumatic and all record-setting, historic, unusual, rare storms. Any number of things. A lot of stuff going on, folks. A lot of stuff. And there's more. This one, moving into more of the global warming side of things. This one comes from the UK, Times Online, and it came out Monday. It says, 10 predictions made by climate scientists that have come true or are becoming true about global warming. 10 things that that they predicted would be happening that already have happened or are happening as we speak in regards to global warming. Number one, the Earth would warm as more CO2 is put into the atmosphere. Number two, we'll see noticeable changes to Earth's climate by around 2000. Number three, sea level will start rising. Number four, the Earth's ice would start melting rapidly. Number five, hurricanes would increase in intensity. Number six, species would start going extinct as a result of climate change. Number seven, Australia would start drying out. Number eight, the tropical diseases would increase. Number nine, food crops will be adversely affected. And number 10, CO2 would begin to acidify the ocean. I don't think that that has any bearing whatsoever on this. I think that it's silly, honestly. I mean, think about this. We've been talking about the rainforest, right, for how many years now? How many decades have we been talking about the rainforest? And they said, oh, we lose an acre or 100 acres or 1 million acres a day, whatever it is. I don't know the statistic, and it doesn't really matter based on what I'm saying. If you're chopping down a lot of trees that happen to absorb, you know, carbon dioxide and put out oxygen, then, yeah, you're going to have more CO2 in the atmosphere. It has no bearing whatsoever on climate change. It has to do with the amount of vegetation, I would think, at least in some part. It says noticeable changes to Earth's climate. What does that mean? A change? We have changes every season. It's called the seasons, right? So I don't know where that comes from. Number three, sea level will start rising. Depends on where you are. Number four, the Earth's ice would start melting rapidly. Yes, that's happening, but that's not necessarily an unusual prediction to see happen. It's not like climate scientists have predicted that we'd get a blizzard in August along the equator. In which case, that would be certainly something to take note of. But the idea that the ice would start melting, I don't know. I don't really see it. Hurricanes will increase in intensity. Well, I think in 2004, 2005, you had had a chance to make that claim. Certainly in 2006, we didn't see much, but we are seeing a lot of cyclones. Again, for Oman and Iran and India and Pakistan, having cyclones hit this year. Yeah, that's pretty significant, and we are having a relatively early start to our subtropical storm season insofar as Andrea and Barry, I believe they were. And, you know, nothing else since then. Most people think, oh, it's going to be a wash again this year in 2007 like it was in 2006. Not necessarily the case, folks. Hurricane season doesn't really get nasty till August or September. Then we get, let's see, species will start going extinct as a result of climate change. Who knows why animals go extinct? There was extinctions long before there was, you know, global warming campaigns going on. Australia would start drying out. They said they're in their driest part for like the last 1,000 years. So, yeah. If we're talking about a 1,000-year period, then that means it's successively been drying out for 1,000 years or 100 years even, in which case that's not a surprise. Australia will start drying out. Well, they've been drying out. Even if they were in their driest season for 2 years, that is a process of drying. What is it not? Tropical diseases will increase. Well, what does that mean? We get a lot of diseases out there. It doesn't mean necessarily it's due to global warming. Number nine, food crops will be adversely affected. By what? By heat? Actually, what they're saying is that there's more vegetation. In fact, all of the climate change things that they've been saying in all the reports and things we've discussed, including the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from the United Nations, which is all about global warming and not climate change, they've been saying that we're going to see such an increase in temperature, you're actually going to have a longer growing season, milder winters, and more crops. This one is saying crops would be adversely affected. And then finally, CO2 would begin to acidify the ocean. So it is what it is. But I don't necessarily believe this. But then again, I'm not a member of the mainstream media who's trying to cram the global warming fears down people's throats. Here's another list on the same news story. The 10 biggest changes to the weather wrought by climate change. Number one, shorter winters. Number two, less runoff into dams and reservoirs in many regions of the world. Except, of course, Texas, China, Pakistan, India, the UK, and any other places. More violent and longer hurricanes. I haven't seen that yet. Less chilly nights. It's summer. It's easy to say in June. Less predictable seasonal conditions. Since when have weathermen ever been able to predict the weather accurately or even moderately in the ballpark? Number six, less snow. Again, very easy to say at the end of June. Number seven, more heat waves. Again, very easy to say at the end of June. Number eight, less rain in many regions at various seasons. What does that mean? Less rain in many regions at various seasons. So they're saying that all year long, there's going to be periods where it's not raining. Okay, thanks for that prediction. Number nine, more severe storms in the North Sea and parts of the Southern Ocean. And number 10, generally warmer conditions. So global warming. So these are biggest changes brought to us, to the weather systems, by climate change. And again, I think these are very vague predictions. I really do. I want some specifics here, man. The Pentagon abrupt climate change report was far more specific. They named dates and times and years and different things going on. Well, not specifically, but, you know, they did mention years and various areas of the planet where things would happen. That's the Pentagon. And these are scientists' assessments, and they go on to say about some of these predictions were coming out in the 1800s, in the first one, right? The first top 10 list, I should say. So in the 1800s, they were predicting some of these things. Well, it took them a while to come around, but that's like saying, someday this will happen. I'll be long dead, and I won't be able to gloat over how brilliant I was, but obviously in a couple hundred years, you know, does that make you a prophet? Not necessarily. Does it make you a fearmonger? It shouldn't. We're talking about 200 years in the future, but that's kind of what the scientists are doing, are they not? In 50 to 100 years, the temperature go up by 0.3 degrees, and what that's going to do is cause warmer temperatures and more storms and less crops and more ice melting. Ooh. 0.3 degrees in 100 years. It just doesn't, there's just no immediacy to it. I don't see it. If it were something that the human beings were doing and the population is going to keep on increasing, then it should be a more abrupt, dramatic effect, don't you think? I mean, if more and more people just keep populating the planet and people are causing the problems and there's more cars on the roads and there's more pollution and there's more of this and more of that, then it seems like the changes would have to happen a heck of a lot faster if human beings were involved. Maybe that's just me. Anyway, it says 10 places in the world or animals in the world most endangered by global warming. They are as follows. Cape Botanic Province in South Africa, amphibians everywhere. A third of all species are already gravely endangered or extinct. Coral reefs, species on mountaintops, the tundra, the Arctic Ocean, Antarctic Peninsula, Australia, the Amazon, and the boreal forests where pest infestations are destroying vast areas of trees. So those are three top 10 lists of sorts from the UK News Times Online. Now, inevitably, it goes into more and more and more various things about climate change, which we're going to discuss. But there's a lot of really intriguing stories and evidence out there that really aren't getting the whole that they deserve, I would say, in as far as the amount of news that's happening and the amount of suggestions that are being put out there and the amount of truth that's being suppressed by the media in order, presumably, to stave off some panic. Things are getting bad, folks. But anyway, we'll take some calls and wrap up here this hour when we come back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and we've been discussing a lot of weather shenanigans, global warming, blah, 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 blah. All very interesting, though, and very important when you see where it's all headed. And again, we've talked about this many times. The agenda here to hype this whole thing up is mostly, it would seem, created by the media, created by the politicians, and all in regards to creating a surveillance society, not just here in America, but all over the planet. And there's a lot of different intricacies, which we'll explore, but we don't have time here in this hour. We do have time for a phone call, though. Let's go to Bud in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
I know that the Worldwide Weather Report is real important, but I had a couple questions.
Sure.
And, a statement and then a question. Actually, I hope Ron Paul gets nominated for the Republican presidential race. But if he doesn't, do you think there might be a chance he'd become governor of the state of Texas?
I don't know. That's actually a very good question.
Yeah,
I think he'd probably get a lot more done as a governor.
I feel like he really would.
Mm-hmm.
I know it would, and it would affect the rest of the United States, too,
sure.
If he was governor of Texas.
I agree with that, sir, and I'll tell you why. I have found that a great many of despicable things that happen in America somehow find their origin in Texas because of a lot of, you know, and I hate to say it, man, but it's true. I mean, look at the cervical cancer vaccine for little girls that they made mandatory for about a week there in Texas.
Trans-Texas Corridor.
Yes, absolutely, that too. So all these things just kind of seem to start down there. So I think that, yeah, if we could certainly quit on the New World Order agenda being implemented first in Texas and then expanding outwardly, that would be a huge benefit to America. And I think that would be a great thing.
Well,
I really do.
I feel that he would do his the country best if he was president. But in case he were not, did not get elected as president, hopefully he would consider coming back home.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. That's a great idea. I know there was some issue on whether or not, if he did not receive the Republican Party nomination, would he run as an independent? And I believe in an interview to Fox News, he said he would not seek the independent candidacy, which is interesting because it would seem that they've already tried to counter that by possibly tossing in Michael Bloomberg as an independent, as a third-party candidate, in which case, of course, he has a lot more money than a Ron Paul,
yeah.
And certainly a lot more money than a Frank Whelan or Bud, probably from Texas.
Yeah,
but
that's
yeah.
True.
So,
of course, you wouldn't have to have much to have more than I do.
Yeah, I'm with you. Try the radio thing sometime. It's abysmal. But, you know, I agree with you, and I think that when you're looking at change, you're much more likely to succeed and certainly have a greater deal of success when you start on a smaller level than just going for president. It's a big road, and we all know that it's very, very, very corrupt. So.
Well, as he is in the Senate, of course he has to interact with other senators.
Yeah.
And if he were governor of Texas, he would be top man in Texas.
Yeah, and that would be a wonderful thing.
Yes,
I agree
it
with
would
you.
Be.
Well, Bud, we have to go to break here, my friend. If you have more, you're welcome to stay on with us. Folks, we're back in 90 seconds with hour number two. Please stick around.
With recent international flight from the